بسم الله
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود قده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancerous tumor Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
This is the part of the speech delivered on June 3, 2016 by Ayatollah Khamenei, the leader of the Islamic Revolution, on the occasion of 27th anniversary of Imam Khomeini's passing. The speech was delivered at Imam Khomeini's shrine in Tehran, Iran.
And it is part of the mercy of Allah that you do deal gently with them. The Holy Quran, chapter 3, verse 159. There are many other descriptions, each of which says a great deal about the characteristics of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. However, a description of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that we Muslims have been ordered to repeat every day in daily prayers is that I testify that Muhammad is his servant and his messenger. This indicates a significance in the worship of God. Being a worshipper and servant of God is so remarkable that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Exalted, teaches Muslims to repeat this dua several times during their daily prayers. Imam rahmatullah alayhi enjoyed this characteristic, the characteristic of being a worshipper. He was a man of humility and supplication. He was a man that used to pray ardently, a worshipping believer. As for a third term, that is to say, being a pious revolutionary believer, I'd like to put a stress on this description and speak on it.
دنیای اسلام یک
The world of Islam has one single prescription today, and that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
Imam Khomeini, rahmatullah alayh, was the Imam of the Revolution. Revolution is a word that contains countless realities. The Imam of the Revolution means being a leader of all the qualities and characteristics that the word revolution encompasses. The reason why materialistic powers were angry and irritated at, and of course afraid of, our magnanimous Imam rahmatullah alayhi was that he enjoyed the characteristic of being a revolutionary. They chose to be enemies because of this characteristic that he embraced. Today, too, the enemies of the Iranian people exhibit hostility towards this revolutionary characteristic of Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi. Basically, materialistic powers are intimidated by the word revolution. They are afraid of it, intimidated by it, and panic at the mention of the word Islamic Revolution. The pressures that they exert on Iran originate from him, that is Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi, being a revolutionary. Later on, I will explain more about the concepts, meanings, and guidelines behind being a revolutionary.
I wanna thank you for all the things that you've done.